For months, politicians on both sides of the aisle have speculated that Republican Senator Susan Collins may have eyes on the Blaine House 3 years from now, when Governor Paula Page's second term comes to an end. Collins says she's not sure where the rumor got started, but she's not ruling anything out. Mal Leary has more.
It's one of the great American pastimes, speculating on who will run for which public office and when. For months, Senator Susan Collins says she's had people come up to her in the grocery store and ask if she'll run for governor in 2018. Some urging she run, some urging her to stay in the Senate.
I don't know where this rumor started, but I can tell you that it did not start with me. It did not come from me. I am not the source of it. I'm not ruling anything in or out.
Collins says she's happy to represent Maine in the United States Senate and points to her service on the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee, the Senate Health, Labor, and Pensions Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and her chairmanship of the Senate Aging Committee as signs of her success. She says her seniority on those committees has been of help to her constituents back home, and she's not thinking about an election that's more than 3 years away.
I have had a lot of people urge me to run for governor, but I'm really just focused on my job in the Senate at this point. I think it's far too early to be focusing on the next election.
University of Maine political science professor Mark Brewer says Collins could have the nomination if she wanted it, citing her very high popularity ratings in the polls. He says her answer to the speculation about running for governor strikes the right balance.
I think that's in many ways the perfect response to that type of question. You know, she makes it clear that, you know, she knows these rumors are out there. She's not sure where they're coming from. They're not coming from her. But as any good politician, she doesn't completely shut the door on any possibility.
Brewer says those Republicans hoping that Collins will run in 2018 have something to cling to, while her colleagues in the U.S. Senate can feel assured that she remains focused on her duties in Washington. Any definitive indications of a Blaine House run would likely not emerge for another 2 years. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.